Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The first month of 2007 is very long in the tooth and has a big white beard. Hard to believe we're in 2007, even harder to believe the first month of the year is almost elapsed. It is the 30th day of January, and I appreciate you joining us today. We have two incredible young men, activists from the University of Texas, who run the an organization that is just doing more and more good when it comes to fighting the New World Order and exposing the globalist agenda. That's a Project for a New American Citizen, or PNACcitizens.org, and they will be in studio with us in the second hour coming up today, because we're having a big event this Thursday at the University of Texas UT Union Ballroom on 24th and Guadalupe. It is free, and I was going to be the only speaker for 2 hours, but I decided to bring in a couple other mini speakers. One of them is going to be Jack Blood. Frankly, I get sick of hearing myself talk sometimes and want to bring a little bit of flavor into it. But I will give you a great speech on state-sponsored terrorism, the latest developments emerging, the police state, and the neocons' plans for the Middle East. Also, Steve Watson told me 2 weeks ago, or almost 3 weeks ago, that he was working on a huge story. But even as the editor-in-chief of Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.com, and Infowars.com, obviously because of anonymity, I really wasn't going to be able to know about the source until it developed for his safety. He couldn't even talk about it over phone lines. This is a giant story, and we'll be covering that at the bottom of this hour. And it's been posted since last night on Infowars.net. And it's an eyewitness who was on television and in the newspapers and admittedly on the Hackney bus that was directed to Tavistock Square. And, well, just wait until you hear what he witnessed. And it dovetails with what happened on the trains as well. This is a huge story, and we're just blessed to have somebody like Steve Watson on the team who took journalism, political science, international affairs. He has a master's degree. His master's degree is in international affairs, I believe. I'm going from memory. But he's a real journalist, and he just does amazing reports 4 or 5 times a week. And, of course, then his little brother, who's his boss, Paul Watson, does an amazing job as well. So we're blessed to have those fellas from the UK on the team. There's also Ryan Slickhuizen at Infowars.com, Aaron Dykes at JonesReport.com, both doing excellent jobs as well. I really have to single Aaron out because I have to make him go home. Literally, a lot of nights I'm up here at 1, 2 a.m., and I go, listen, I want you to go. You need to leave. In fact, he's taking Tamara off for his daddy's birthday. He's going to go see them in South Texas. And I told him, pick off more time if he wants it. I don't think he's had a day off in a couple weeks. And again, that's the type of dedication we have here at the InfoWars team. All right, when we get back, we'll plunge into just massively important news from around the world and here domestically. And we'll also have open phones today at 1-800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones, your host, blasting out border to border, coast to coast, and worldwide. Keep it locked in.
It's here at
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Chalet, you look Oh, wait. Why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could use something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bedfan.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
There is a really important story broken by Infowars.net, exclusive up on Infowars.net. They're on the News in Focus right-hand sidebar. Infowars exclusive 7-7 bus bomber survivor describes agents at scene in immediate aftermath. Witness claims a group of Secret Service operatives and intelligence officers were already inside the cordon before the bus arrived in Tavistock. Now, we already knew this. We already knew that the bus was directed, the only bus out of hundreds, off its route directly there, because for some reason the bomb that the British intelligence had planted hadn't detonated, that was under the bus. They directed into the cordon. They got back, and some type of other bomb was planted on the bus because it sat there for a while, we're not even sure. They could have even gone in and put a hand grenade in. We don't know. The bus looked like somebody shot a rocket into it. But we know this. We have multiple witnesses in the trains that there was a bomb going off under the train. And they've now released video of one of the supposed bombers on 721 who starts freaking out and going, "Something's popping in my bag," and going, "Huh?" Looking and panicking and saying, And I'm going to try to get Steve Watson on today. I have so much going on yesterday when I learned of this exclusive story he put out that I didn't have time to get in touch with him. to get him on. But we'll be going over this in some detail at the bottom of this hour. It's huge. In the meantime, later in the third hour, I want to cover the new UN Global Warming Climate Fearmongering Report and break that down. You know, they have the Cold War that was staged, and they have the War on Terror that is completely staged, and they have global climatological, certainly I can't talk, propaganda that they are using. And I'm not debating the fact that there isn't massive climate change going on. The point is, all of their solutions have nothing to do with solutions. It's all about global government. So for you, those of you out there that have global warming as a religious sacrament and a belief, and you just walk around constantly parroting the same propaganda, we've been right in the past. We've done the research. We know what we're talking about, and I would really suggest that you listen carefully when I get into this, because it's another monumental hoax and fraud being perpetrated against the people of this country and the people of this planet. So we'll be going over that. Also, New York Times, Bush signs landmark executive order increasing power over federal agencies. Another story here, smoking is healthier than fascism by Paul Watson today. Smoking ban is about government control. Believe it or not, the state really doesn't care about your health. I want to get a little bit into that report. Now they want to ban it in all your houses. Also, confidence in Tony Blair slumps to all-time low. And it's the same with these Western governments across the board as the people discover just how criminal they are. Also, via RFID, these billboards know you by name. This is up on PrisonPlanet.com. It's a New York Times story. And it shows the individual driving in his car, and the big billboard advertises directly to him. Now, I remember 4 years ago, they had the big RFID convention in Chicago, and we read, I spent 2 hours on it one day, we had Catherine Albrecht on and others, where they were openly talking about how, just as Google or Dogpile or Yahoo search engines have cookies that they place on your computers that track where and what you do, and they keep a record of what you search and where you go, and they know where you live. That's why when you go onto Google or you go onto MySpace, you go onto other big sites, advertisements will flash up saying hot singles in Austin, Texas, or drop by the local Austin Toyota. We've got Toyotas you'll like. That's because they are tracking us. Okay? It's admitted. Going on for about 10 years. But now it's really getting bad. Well, just as Google takes every written word on a computer or every posted photo or all these keywords, and then you, with the proper word searches, literally can go anywhere you want in cyberspace that isn't behind guarded firewalls, and it literally is a whole nother, I guess you could call it a fourth dimension. I mean, that's what computers are. It's a whole nother world that then mirrors itself and manifests through those zeros and ones on your computer screen, or on your BlackBerry, or on your computer-slash-cell-phone iPod. And they can track everything in the world, basically, through this system. They can track the world of cyberspace. But by putting RFID, and the plan was in 2000, it wasn't until the late 80s, 1986, that the universal product code, or the barcode, was finally adopted. Until 86, a lot of things still didn't have barcodes. They had price tags or product codes, basic numbers. And it'd be in a big book they'd have at the grocery store or hardware store. Well, Walmart and the Defense Department, at the time, together, they were the biggest purchaser of goods from manufacturers, what you'd call retail suppliers. And they demanded that by 86 everyone adopt or they wouldn't purchase. And so there was universal adoption of the universal product code that is scanned or read by a laser at that time. Then, expanding out from there, in 2000, and it was in the paper in 2001, USA Today, the Defense Department and Walmart, again, is basically the Defense Department, by itself, Walmart is now 37%, I keep saying 34%, it's now grown to 37, I looked it up the other day, 37% of global retail sales. Okay? Walmart in the Western world, and now even in China, you add it all together, 37%. So it's even higher than that in the U.S. and Canada and other places. They're all over Mexico now. So what am I getting at here? I was talking about RFID. They have demanded in 2000 that all product suppliers, from Michelin tires to Gillette razors to Campbell's soup, that was, I mentioned those because that was, they were already adopting in 2001 in the USA Today article, must by 2004 have RFID in them. Well, boycotts were launched. We knew we could knock out the first few companies that did it, boycott them, attack it, demonize it, expose the program, that would slow it down. We have slowed it down. Now only about 14% of products have RFID, and most of it are items above $25. But they are now, many hundreds of products are putting it, they cost a couple cents a piece, into even every razor, every can of soup, that is being adopted. So it's in the mid-teens right now, and they are 3 years behind. We're having a victory. We're slowing them down. And with these chips, they say, MIT states, the Pentagon designed it, that this will integrate the real world into a cyberspace four-dimensional map, okay? All right? They state, so now your shirt will have it woven in. In fact, they've been weaving them into shirts and clothes since 98. A lot of people, you know, accidentally rip open their coat and there's this big chip in it, some of the more primitive ones. I don't mean the one that came with the package and they took off. I mean, it's in them. State legislature, again, we barely beat it in Texas. Other states are adopting where your inspection sticker has a tracker chip. That way you don't have to go get the toll road strip, the text tag or K-tag or smart tag, whatever name they use in your sector of the FEMA New World Order slave grid, the cashless society control grid. Another term I coined many years ago. And that's what it is. And then I saw the Pentagon calling it a control grid and literally almost fell out of my chair. I was at a restaurant / bar the one night after work eating a hamburger last year, and there was a magazine little rack, and I just picked up MIT Magazine. And I just, you can't escape this. I already read references to how the Pentagon designed it all, but there it was bragging. I just, how they use it in Iraq and how they'll use it here. So, a Pentagon, and of course the Pentagon said you've got to adopt it too, working with Walmart as usual. And so now they're adopting, and then you pick up the New York Times, and it's all a fun little article. Oh, it's so great. They're going to market directly to you. Have you seen the Minority Report by Philip K. Dick, where when they walk past a billboard in a subway, you know, it scans your eyes, your face, and it knows who you are and starts advertising directly to you? Well, that's not really how they're planning to do it, though they do have face scanning cameras and x-ray cameras going up, as reported yesterday. Via RFID, these billboards know you by name. Each day, it seems marketers go further in their quest to deliver messages so engaging and personalized that one cannot help feeling special. See, it's special. This is for the buck-toothed yuppies. They'll go, I'm special. I like it. I like it. And then another article about, could x-ray scanners work on the street? As they're already being put in. By the time they tell you about it, it's already in place. Stay with us.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer? And you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment. Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that an FBI agent assigned to the White House when Bill Clinton took office wrote a book entitled Unlimited Access? He told of Clinton's staff coming into the White House its first day with red buttons on their shirt with a picture of the first communist dictator, V.I. Lenin, on them. Is it any wonder the United States government moved further to the left during the Clinton administration? Even Hillary tried to pass a socialistic program for health care. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Keep it.
Welcome back. More, more, more. More. What a beautiful Caribbean voice. Welcome back. All right. Let me boil down exactly how the RFID works. Let me make it clear to you. It will be in every product. It will be literally hundreds of them in every major vehicle implanted in every machine piece, in the dashboard, inside of the seats, in every product, in your clothes, in your shoes. It's already happening. Some clothing lines openly advertise it and brag when you walk in with a sweatsuit or jacket you bought there at Prada. This goes back 7 years. Big TV sets in New York say, hello, Mr. Johnson. Hello, Mr. Jones. Hello, Mrs. Brown. This is happening. This is going on. And now they just advertise it about how you're so special and how it's neat and how the billboards are going up off products you bought that they then mark your identity on. And then when you drive under the billboards, it flashes ads at you. And now they've done deals where a lot of the new stereos and CD systems, MP3 systems that come in the cars have it marked down your ID, your name, who you are. So when you go through these billboards that also are able, any receiver also transmits at a very low level. So these billboards they've had up for 9 years, they're in every major city. You'll see antennas sticking off billboards. And of course, it'll always be a radio station or TV station or media a billboard that's doing it. You'll see some federally paid for billboards that do it because they want to collect data. It is listening to what you're listening to and marks down what everybody's tuning into. They're trying to replace Arbitron as a rating system with it. But that's very primitive compared to what's going in now. And then, of course, with the RFID that goes in your inspection sticker or your toll tag sticker, they have your exact name and wed that to all of it. So literally, through their secret networks that they're now publicizing that law enforcement and government will have and corporations will have, they type into their private-type Google network, and they just type in, and okay, let's see where Alex Jones is. Okay, well, we could track off where his cell phone is down to 15 feet under federal law, or we could type in and see where RFID in products he's got is. And the cell tower readers also can pick it up. They're fitting those with those systems now. And so I just wanted you to know that. And it's all going into place right now. And it's being introduced to you simultaneously in hundreds of newspapers in the last month. But they're telling you how good it is, of course.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the New World religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice. It says, worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
I found this company online, and they have this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us. All right. There is so much here to go over, but I want to cover this Infowars.net exclusive 7-7 bus bomb survivor describes agents at the scene and immediate aftermath. And Steve writes articles almost every day, sometimes multiple times daily, but this is an exclusive. Usually it's analysis on what's already available or different looks at legislation or announcements. And it's incredible. Some little story we write might get millions of readers, and then something super important like this gets little or no attention. It should already be giant all over the web, and it is not. I hope you'll go to Infowars.net and help get it out to everybody. It's there on the right-hand side. 7-7 bus bomb survivor describes agents at the scene and immediate aftermath. Wait until we cover this here in just a moment. We're going to be getting Steve Watson on today or tomorrow to detail this more, and I even want to get the individual himself on here in the next few days. But before I do that, PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv is coming up on its third year, coming up April 1st. That's when we launched it almost 3 years ago. There are hundreds of weekly TV reports. There are hundreds of special video reports I've done out in the field. There are all the extras of my films, all 15 of my films, dozens and dozens of other films. We've been authorized to post by other filmmakers like JFK2 or Ted Pike's different films on what's really happening in Israel and hate crimes. It's just, there's so much there. My book, Paul Watson's book, which, by the way, is out of print. You still get my book, Descent into Tyranny. We've got some left. I don't think we'll be reprinting it. His book, Order Out of Chaos, available there. You can just print off all the copies you want or read it online. Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order. In the last month, I wanted to count these up last night, but I ran out of time doing other stuff. The last month, it's got to be like, I know it's been 4 or 5 special reports a week. So what is that? We're talking like close to 16 reports that we did. like on the occult from England to Canada to Austin. I go around and show all the monuments, the capitals, the obelisks, the black pentagrams, and the Russian TV following me around. It's video of that. Special reports in studio, an exclusive interview with Aaron Russo over an hour long where he goes further than ever before on how the Rockefellers tried to hire him and tried to co-opt him and how he woke up and why he made America free of fascism. By the way, I went to Houston, folks, and he'd just gotten out of the hospital from another surgery. He just had another one last week. I've been having trouble getting a hold of his wife. We need to, by the way, put more calls in. I want to see how Aaron's doing. I need a report on that for people. And they haven't been answering when I've been calling. It's just such a great guy. And, I mean, literally, I had to sit down there for a little over a day until he was even well enough to get up and get in a chair, folks. And he looks great. He just turned it on once he got, you know, once he got on camera. But this is a very important interview. I think you can obviously know why, not just the content, but for other reasons. It's the it's the last interview he's done. Hopefully there'll be a lot more. But that's up on PrisonPlanet.tv, and there's just been so much more. I mean, it's just there's tons of I mean, we're increasing the content. All the best audio interviews. It's just there's so thousands and thousands of pieces of media on PrisonPlanet.tv. And it's a great activist center. You can go to PrisonPlanet.tv and take all the interviews we've done, all the special reports, TV shows I've done, whatever you think's most important, whatever you think will fit a niche to wake up somebody in your area. Just thousands of audio and video reports up there, documentaries, books, and you can just dump them to disk. Dump the books to disk, Descent into Tyranny, Order Out of Chaos. You can just sit there and burn down to just a regular CD, my films, and we have it in the films we put in four formats. The other reports we put in two or three, depending on how important it is. But we have super high bandwidth, medium, and low, depending on your connection. Folks, if you've got a fast cable modem or a T1 or something that really, and even if you've got a slow computer, it would take hours. But if it's fast, just you know, a few minutes, you can download my films in super high quality. Light years ahead of the stuff you'll see on Google and other places, piecemeal. I mean, you can download it in super high quality where, I mean, I've watched these, and literally you have to watch for like 10 minutes to find one little blip or one little pixel. And we're getting better and better at our encoding. It's actually caused a problem with encoding the last 6 months or so because I've gone exclusively to high-dollar, high-definition cameras. And then, sure enough, we found with all the experts online, and some of you are out there listening, that trying to then compress high-definition HDV video to, but we finally are perfecting it. It's getting better and better. But you look at these high-definition video that's been shot, like Terror Storm, the super high quality that's up there, it looks like it looks better than VHS. It doesn't look as good as digital DVD, but it's just amazing. What an activist tool. I mean, so crisp, so clean. Just go have at it. Go in there and just burn them to CD all day long and to DVD and get them out to people. PrisonPlanet.tv is a workhorse in the fight against the New World Order and also funds our operations. So I want to thank current members, and I want to ask members who maybe let the membership lapse, you need to go get a membership again, a monthly membership, $5.95, a yearly membership, you get 3 months off. We just ended the special, or I think it ends today, where you get 5 months off, 5+ months off when you sign up for a year. But normally you get 3 months off when you sign up for a year. So PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, I'm done talking about it. If you want hard copies of them all on DVD, available at Infowars.com, at the secure online video and bookstore shopping cart, or call toll-free 888-253-3139, or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right, let me now get into the news here. InfoWars exclusive by Steve Watson. And I know I did work on other stories, but Steve is a real sweetheart here. I guess somehow I contributed to this or he wouldn't have put my put my name in this, but I don't know how I contributed to this article. So all the kudos go to Steve and the man who had the courage to go public, who I look forward to interviewing here on the show, who is a listener to the broadcast. What's the odds we have a listener that was on the bus? Well, God works in mysterious ways. Now, when I was in England, we probably had about, I don't know, 7-8 people while I was in England a few days, back after 7-7 that came up to us. We had hundreds that called us and wanted to meet with us. We had bus drivers who heard the shop talk at the very bus depot where the bus left from, and we had a mechanic who I talked to. Who said, oh, yeah, they were weird technicians in there working on the cameras on that bus. Of course, the cameras were then broken. And there were weird technicians under that bus and others and strange things going on. And then when the people came back and city workers said, yeah, there were you know, secret-type police there on the scene when the bus drove in. And then it sat there for a long period of time and then blew up with the authorities saying, stay on the bus. I mean, how obvious is that? So we already had that from bus drivers, bus mechanics. I shouldn't say mechanic. It was actually somebody else who works on buses, and I'm not going to... I'll just leave it at that. Because they didn't want to go public. They didn't want to come on air. They just wanted to tell us. And so we knew about it, but really, and they sent us their material and sent us their IDs and who they were, so we could mention it in past articles. Of course, those were shredded immediately after we vetted who they were. We had to make phone calls to England and, you know, ask if that person was there after we got their ID to make sure it indeed wasn't a setup. This is a type of vetting that we do. Well, this new one we can vet immediately because this gentleman was on television. This gentleman was listed as one of the victims. This gentleman is on record. He helped some of the people. And this is what he saw being there by the bus. And again, I'd rather have Steve on about this, but I didn't think to get a hold of him yesterday. I was so busy with other things. So he's out right now. This is nighttime for them. By the time we had to get a hold of him, he was already out. But we'll get him on later today or tomorrow. InfoWars exclusive. 7-7 bus bomb survivor describes agents at scene in immediate aftermath. Witnesses claim a group of Secret Service operatives and intelligence officers were already inside the cordon before the bus arrived in Tavistock Square. So they got a cordon just waiting for that very bus, the only one pulled out to be directed there. Now, that's on record. That's admitted. Then, of course, three bombs went off simultaneously. Go read the timelines online. It's in my film, Terror Storm. And simultaneously, and the police for an hour and 4 minutes are on the news and TV saying, stand down, it's not a problem, a gas main blew up. Or there was a power outage. They put out two different stories. First it was a gas main, then they said a power surge caused something with gas to happen. And so three separate places in the city, miles apart, they claim it's a power surge or gas. But soon people are coming out with their faces blown off and fingers blown off and dead, and there's wrecked smoking hulks of trains on fire, three trains. And this bus gets radioed to go way off its route and drive several miles off its route and go to Tavistock Square, which is the birthplace of modern mind control and propaganda. I mean, this is a spook nest. Just, you know, the British Royal Medical Society, next to the British Society of Surgeons, next to the, you know, next to the original MI6 building, next to the, and it's just all there. By that square. And we know that they directed the bus there. It sat there for a long period of time. He's got the timeline here. And then suddenly, it just blows up. And the police aren't letting anybody off the bus. Monday, January 29, 2007, Daniel, and again, I need to talk to Steve with the right pronunciation, Obachaik, the man who was on the lower deck of the number 30 bus that exploded in Tavistock Square in London on 7-7-2005, has exclusively provided InfoWars with a preview of a new section of his soon-to-be-published narrative, The Fourth Bomb. Last month, we detailed how Daniel's forthcoming book will claim that the Hackney bus was diverted to Tavistock Square by two unmarked cars, which then left the scene at high speed after the drivers had conversed with the police in the area. Quote, this is from the book. Exclusive. First time released here. Standing by the doors, I see a blue BMW 5 Series and black Mercedes squeal to a halt in front of the bus, halting its progress along Euston Road 4 minutes past. Then a police motorcycle arrived at the blockade. The BMW driver said something to the cyclist, who sped off. 90 seconds later, the BMW suddenly drives off. The Mercedes waits till the bus diverts east to Upper Woburn Place towards Tavistock Square before it speeds away. Daniel claims that in the immediate seconds after the blast, a man dressed all in black was filming him with a handheld camera. Special ops, same folks that were seen, five of them around the body of Dr. David Kelly, who was going to blow the whistle on bioweapons and you name it, and said they're going to kill me and put me in the woods. I've been threatened, tells coworkers. And then the police come up in the park and in the middle of the woods, and they see five guys in black uniforms and masks run away, and then his wrists are slit with no blood at the scene, and they call it a suicide. I mean, how dumb do they think we are? Daniel claims that in the immediate seconds after the blast, a man dressed all in black was filming him with a handheld camera. He claims he was subjected to a program of surveillance and harassment for months by the police and was only asked to provide a witness statement 6 months after the event. In a second section entitled The Angels and Agents of Tavistock Square, Daniel details what and who he saw in the immediate aftermath of the explosion, including claims that operatives who were positioned inside the square ready to deal with the immediate aftermath. Agents directing police to take them there. Then they arrive and there's agents handling it. This is so sick. He says that amidst the chaos, he witnessed individuals calmly observing the events and activities without any signs of grief or shock. Just like in what's based on a true story, the names are changed, The Quiet American, Graham Greene. If you haven't seen it, go in it. He says that amidst the chaos, he witnessed individuals calmly observing the events and activities without any signs of grief or shock, as if they had assigned task. Daniel states that these individuals proceeded busily, workmanlike, almost as if they're already displayed their grief and horror prior to the explosion. On his website, he provides the following four images of an injured woman who he says was at least 45 meters ahead of the bus, despite the fact that images showed the blast blew backwards. Indeed, the image further below shows that even people that were on the bus at the front were not killed or badly injured. So Daniel asked the question, how is it that a 45 meters in front of a bus was a suspect, was someone subject to blast injuries? Well, I talked to the guy that manages the park, the park greensman or whatever you call it, and he didn't want the camera on, but we ended at the ground, and then he didn't want that, so we didn't put it in the film, but it's on record. Going, oh my gosh, that whole thing blew up, and then a hand blew out and flew into the park a few feet in front of him. He pointed right to where the hand had fallen. And I was there just, you know, a few weeks after, and they had a big tent up over, and there was still blood on the walls. And the story just goes on and on. It just gets worse. Is it possible that the man walked or ran away from the bus after the explosion? However, Daniel notes that he did not have a speck of blood on him while others close to the blast were showered. Daniel says he remembers seeing both the bandage around the man's head and the neat tear in his trouser leg within 60 seconds of the explosion, and claims that the person was some kind of intelligence operative that was quickly whisked away after the bomb had gone off. And that famous photo, something about it, I just saw evil. And I remember even saying, that person just looks evil. Looks like a spook. Oh, man, I tell you, instincts are powerful. When Daniel was finally asked to make a statement, police questioned him for 4 hours. It goes on and on, folks. There's two more thick pages, tightly packed. small-spaced. Yeah, yeah, we're going to expose you. We'll be right back.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So let me restate this. We'd already gotten these reports from bus drivers who heard about it in the shop, from technicians that work on the certain parts of the buses. I'll just leave it at that. This had leaked out in the papers, too, that it was managed. Cars pull up to that bus. They direct it to the square. There's people there waiting. You've got operatives doing their classic thing of, you know, coming out and posing for photo ops as wounded people. It's just like Oklahoma City, where the BATF comes up to one of the doctors. There was a local coroner who was driving by and within minutes was helping people. And they came to him and said, "We were on the ninth floor, bandage us." And he said, "You're not hurt." You know, one guy pulled up his pants leg. He was in full bomb gear. And he said, "There's not even a bruise here. I'm not going to." And they said, "Look, bandage us." Of course, later he mysteriously died like everybody else. Yeah, these guys don't play games. They're pretty serious. We deal with some of these same criminal networks here locally, and it just gets so old to witness how they just rend and attack and feed on society and just get away with it. Daniel says that he remembers, back to the gentleman who's the eyewitness to this, seeing both the bandage around the man's head and the neat tear in his trousers leg within 60 seconds of the explosion, and the claims that the person was some kind of intelligence operative that was quickly whisked away after the bomb had gone off. When Daniel was finally asked to make a statement, police questioned him for 4 hours. A clip of the interview is on his website. They asked him to mark points where he thought police were on a diagram of the bus layout that was totally wrong, which he believed would render his statement inadmissible. He claims he was then followed around by the same three operatives from Enfield Town Police Station, North London, for the following 6 months, saying that the surveillance was more overt than covert. Well, it's intimidation. They were letting him know that he was being watched 24/7. Clearly, neither the claim of an unmarked dark cars nor operatives in the area can be verified. They are just that, claims. We merely report them here as a matter of public interest. They are also serve as a testimony of first-hand witness to the bus blast. There are many more facts surrounding the 7/7 events that have been verified and put to the official narrative in severe doubt, showing that at the very least a public inquiry is needed. Check the London bombings data page for further research. How now is the section of Daniel Obachik's narrative to provide to InfoWars? Again, here now is the section of Daniel's narrative as provided to InfoWars.net. The Angels and Agents of Tavistock Square by Daniel Obachik. That morning, many good human values immediately came to the fore amidst evil in one of its purest forms. I'd hurriedly left the death strewn by the blast in the wake, but was befuddled by what I saw ahead of me. I stopped, turned around, and was even more dumbfounded by what I saw. Strangely, I found myself drawn back to the scene of the crime and meandering between the Angels and Agents in Tavistock Square, headed back towards the bus. And again, the Angels are the people that are helping everyone. The Angels I referred to were the healthcare professionals and staff that were quickly on hand in such shocking circumstances, trying to do whatever they could despite initially being aghast at the dead pieces of human flesh and bodies littering the square. The agents, on the other hand, were conspicuous by the way they diligently adhered to their assigned tasks, proceeding busily, workmanlike, almost as if they'd already displayed their grief and horror prior to the explosion. We'll finish up in the next 5 minutes, and we've got guests in studio, and we'll have wide open phones as well during the next hour. Steve Watson from London will be joining us in the final 30 minutes in the third hour. Keep it locked in.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.